B-Pod Studios.
Do you know what today is?
No, what?
It's Good Friday.
What's so good about it?
It's Good Friday.
Good? What's good about it?
When was the last time you went to church?
Friday's good.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Thank God it's Friday!
Literally.
And that is why we call it Good Friday.
Showtime.
80s. And more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning. How's everyone doing this morning?
Terrific. It's warm out there.
It is. Jeez. It's really mild out there. Windy. This morning. It's like 60, 61 degrees, something like that.
But it's going to, the wind is going to catch your car door, and then it's going to slam into the car next to you, so yeah.
And that person's going to get really upset.
Yes.
Okay, so we got that got going for us.
If it's trash day, good luck finding your barrel.
Yes.
That's right. Your barrel is probably about five houses down on the other side of the street. Okay, well, we got so much to cover for you today. Let me see. Notre Dame, over $1 billion been donated now for the reconstruction of Notre Dame. But what we got to worry about now, you don't really have to worry about it, just have to watch. I mean, really, because President Macron says that he wants to have this rebuilt within 5 years.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, come on, seriously? When you consider everything that you're going to have to go through, just getting the permitting. I mean, come on, you ever tried to build something?
Yeah, but he's the president, so he can be like, yeah, whatever.
Well,
I'll waive
true.
That stuff.
I think they're going to use one of those new 3D printers, actually.
Yeah, you know what? They could. Make some stained glass on a 3D printer.
Yeah.
You should have that project.
You want to know what? I am French.
Did you take French in high school?
Oui.
Well, okay, good. Apparently he did.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
I feel French.
Let me see. The college cheating scandal. That's getting interesting. Now they're targeting the kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, this is
oh my God.
Because now they're saying some of the kids knew.
Yeah.
And
we're come
participating.
On.
Okay, so we got that going for us here this morning.
We got to talk more about Jeopardy guy, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
We've got to do the Jeopardy report.
I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with this man. I was watching it again last night. Yeah. I'm having so much fun. Like,
you got Final Jeopardy last night, didn't
you? I'm the smartest person in my house because no one else did. But yeah, I was excited. I love Jeopardy now. I'm hooked.
Yeah.
It took me 35 years.
You finally hooked.
I'm in.
Are you eating like TV dinners now?
And I'm honestly, yes.
She sets a little tray up, you know. And
that could, the it sofa. Could bring it back.
I know. All I need to do is get a divorce and a cat, and I'll be all set.
Nobody else get her hungry, man.
Hey, did you see the hail in Texas yesterday? They had hail the size of eggs.
Oh, like the Easter Bunny.
Like the Easter Bunny came and laid eggs, hail eggs.
Interesting.
And you can't believe the stuff people were doing to protect their cars yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, brilliant idea.
Have you ever seen a hailstorm sail?
Yeah.
I was in Colorado. They look like golf balls, these automobiles, once they get
amazing.
Hit with the hail.
I had a car almost completely destroyed by hail one time.
Really?
Yeah. It looked like a monkey got on my car with a ball-peen hammer and just went brrrr all over the entire car.
Okay.
Why? Did you find a banana up there, too?
Exactly. No.
So we cover all this this morning for you right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Here we go. It's the big Easter holiday weekend. Here we go. Today's Good Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday. And Easter Sunday is this coming Sunday. And a lot of people, this involves, you know, there's certain holidays. Like Christmas is a really close-knit family, immediate family kind of thing. New Year's is like immediate friends kind of thing. And Easter's kind of an extended family kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You have a lot of people over. There's like Easter egg hunts and then
all
there's
that
like
kind
good
of stuff.
Food.
Dinners and brunches.
Brunches. And yeah, like. It's a kind of laid back sort of holiday, but with family.
Although it is the most serious of Christian holidays.
And Hank is hosting the family kind of thing this year, and it's always
16 people. 16,
yeah, I have a small house, 16 people, and so we have all the dysfunction coming to one house because my parents are coming down from Maine. My brother and his family, they live in Medford, they're coming, and Pam's sister and her family, who I love all of them, they're all coming to my house. But we're all a little idiosyncratic, you know? We all
yes,
have
I
these little things that kind of either
get on
we're known
other people's
for
nerves,
or...
Maybe?
Yeah, so you have a daughter, and your daughter asked you to do something.
Yesterday, we're sitting there, we're just talking about Easter, and Abby looks over, she goes, do me a favor, can you not drink on Easter?
Oh,
I go, drink? I'm not, like, I'm more known for my devouring of Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
Yeah,
like, I'm not a big drinker.
Yeah, right.
I said, what are you talking about? I've seen you drunk more than you've seen me drunk. She goes, yeah, I was a teenager. But what happens is, you know, you have some relatives that say kind of outrageous things, and you kind of let them go, or
things that really kind of piss you off.
When I do have a couple of cocktails, I tend to respond to some of those things.
You engage. You engage. That's the problem.
And so what happens is, one of my sisters-in-law, not the one that lives near me, she was one day. Apparently, she thought the wine glasses in our house were rather cheap.
Oh my God, I've heard this story.
I said, "Hey, hey, do you want another glass of wine?" I was trying to be polite. And after she whipped down the first four, and I said, "Here."
And this is how angry he is about it before he's had a drink.
She goes, I said, "Here, I have a new glass." She goes, "Oh no, I'll just go get the one I have. You know, the El Cheapo." Oh, the El Cheapo.
El Cheapo. I see.
Oh,
yes.
My
and I
God.
Said, "Oh, the El Cheapo wine glass." I said, "Well, Val, I have my I just mentioned her name." I said, "I have my grandmother's crystal from her wedding in 1940. It's in the china cabinet if you want to use it." Totally sarcastic. I come back out all over the sideboard.
Yeah.
All the antique crystal has been put out and she's using it to drink.
Oh, really? Really?
So the next time we went to their house, hey, would you like a glass of wine? I said, "Yeah." I said, "Just pour it in one of your El Cheapos," and I said, "And I'll have a couple of glasses." My wife kicked me. My daughter looked at me like she literally kicked me under the table. So when I drink, it kind of makes me do those things.
I understand. That can happen.
So and my mother is also coming. Ooh, and one of the last gatherings, a relative.
You may as well name them now. I mean, you're already naming
them. You're in trouble already. Yeah.
And... Oh, you're the pregnant one?
Oh, God.
Oh,
really?
God. Oh, my God. This is going to be amazing. I said this before. It's very rare that I say this, but I am so looking forward to Monday.
I'm dying to find out.
The other thing is, wait to hear what happened.
This same relative, when I go to their house, they're physically in pretty good shape. They're trim. Yeah. I'm on the chubby side. So they have an antique dining room set. Yeah. Big difference between antique and old stuff, as my father will point out. Yeah. However, when my wife and I come over, and we're a little heavier than they are, they put out two metal folding chairs so we don't turn their chairs to dust.
I see.
It's unspoken, but it happens. It's been happening for 25 years.
But it's so loud.
25 years.
Unspoken at a very high volume.
It's funny. You go into the dining room, and you go like, "Oh, where should I sit?" And she goes, "Oh, why don't you sit... right there." Oh, the folding chair again.
Yeah, the metal chair.
Easter's at my house. Made a lot of food now. Next year we'll get to
love to spend Easter at Hank's
house.
Think
the ham is done now. Easter's at my house. Everyone is so loud. Wish they all would get out. Think I burned the ham now.
80s and more. 5-7-W-R-O-R. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
A lot of stuff coming up this weekend. Of course, today's Good Friday, and we got Easter Sunday here. Huge sports weekend here, and of course, tomorrow is 420.
You know, annual celebration of getting stoned.
You know, and I'm thinking this is really monumental. This is actually the first year in the history of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts when the grass in your Easter basket can actually be grass in your Easter basket.
Legally, yes.
Wow.
I know.
First time ever.
That's right. So I think they're offering some like fun things, like Lyft is having $4.20 off like a ride, but
Is that burger in Colorado?
Yes, right, with the CBD infused oil.
I was just thinking about like I'd like to just sit and watch a good movie.
About
you know,
get like
stoner
weed.
Movie.
Yeah, stoner movie. Okay.
You know, do you have any favorite? Like, I do enjoy like Dazed and Confused. That's one of my favorite movies.
Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke, my all-time
classic. All-time favorite. Yeah. Okay.
I don't like stoner movies, but my favorite scene of people getting stoned is in 9 to 5 with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda and Dolly Parton.
That was funny.
And they all get stoned and then have fantasies about killing their boss.
It's pretty funny. Wow. It's a good scene.
It's a great scene.
And the boss was... What was
Dabney Coleman.
Dabney Coleman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's like, the scene in Breakfast Club, too, was great.
That's a good scene, too. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Okay, if you got some that you'd like to recommend, if anybody wants to, you know, give us a call here, 617-931-1057.
Just looking for something to do with the kids tomorrow.
Something the whole family can enjoy, you know what I'm saying? In the meantime, now here's something you can get into this weekend, because this is a huge sports weekend.
A great Friday night. Probably not why they call it
Good Friday, a Great Friday night.
That's it. That's why they call it Good Friday.
Bruins. The Old Bees back on home ice tonight against the Maple Leafs. Game 5 of their opening round series, which is tied at 2 apiece. The Celtics, they look to go up 3-0 tonight in Indianapolis against the Pacers. Tip time is at 8:30. You can hear the pregame beginning at 8 o'clock right here with Grandy and Max on 105.7 WROR. Red Sox, they were off yesterday. Thank God.
Yes.
They're in Tampa tonight to face the Rays, looking to snap their 3-game losing streak. Sox, they're 6-13. They're only 8 games out of first place behind the Rays. Pregame, that starts at 6:30.
And it's April.
That's right. It's April. Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound. Dustin Pedroia on the 10-day injured list with that sore left knee. Not quite as bad as feared. May have just really avoided a disastrous situation.
Oh, man.
And a guy in Dallas, very thrilled with his newborn son named Tiger, after his wife told him he could name the baby after Tiger Woods if he came back to win the Masters.
Really? Really?
617-931-1057, if you are going to name your child Mookie or Gronk.
Okay. Thanks, Hank.
Never know.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s. More. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is the, hey, that Jeopardy guy report. So, everybody's, ratings for Jeopardy are skyrocketing right now. And it's all because of one guy, and his name is James Holzhauer. He's been a contestant who's won on 11 consecutive episodes of Jeopardy now.
Incredible.
He's absolutely, I feel sorry for the other contestants because they really don't stand a chance.
No, it's pathetic.
Guy. He's, they think that if he continues and doesn't make a big mistake or something like this, that he will take over for Ken Jennings, the guy who was back in like 2004, was on for 74 consecutive wins.
I don't see it stopping. I really don't. Like, there's nobody can come close to him. It's like, it's just he's way ahead of the pack. He's just decisive, quick. He knows everything. He's unflappable. He's a monster.
I noticed last night, because we watch it every night anyway.
I'm new to this game.
As I'm watching it last night, I feel like the people who he's coming up against now have been, like, because they tape them all
in
five episodes a day over the course of 46 days.
Yeah.
So the people who are coming up sit and watch the games until it's their turn to play. So I feel like they're catching on to what he's doing, because last night, one of the challengers, Alex even started the game by saying, all right, James, which $1,000 question do you want first? Because that's part of his strategy.
He always goes to the toughest questions first.
Yes.
He goes to the bottom.
Depending.
Yeah, the top of the money, bottom of the chart.
Yes.
So the challenger got one of the $1,000 questions right.
Yes.
And stayed along the bottom of the board and got those $1,000 questions, like was mimicking James's strategy. Of course, he destroyed him anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just...
Because he won, $70,000 plus.
I was actually slightly disappointed that he didn't go over the $100,000 mark. I'm like, James, come on.
Do you think the people that you know, make up the game, do you think they're going to start strategizing with questions against his strengths?
Yes.
Well, they might, you know...
Maybe.
I'm trying to figure out what his weaknesses are.
I don't think he has any. I think he's super.
Now, he's a professional sports gambler. He lives in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and he's a math science expert.
Yeah, and because of the way they tape the games, I don't know how far, like, they're kind of set. You know, the games are kind of set. I don't know how far out they work.
So if he makes it through.
So I don't think they could hedge the game at all.
But will he, I don't watch Jeopardy, so what will happen to this guy? Will he continue on?
Until he gets beat.
He could possibly go forever.
He could continue like next season.
Okay, so for example, this guy Ken Jennings, who was considered by many to be the all-time best ever to be on Jeopardy. He won for 74 consecutive days.
Wow.
And he won $2.5 million. Now this guy, this James Holzhauer, he's projected right now, because he's been winning at such a huge margin, that he could eclipse that in half the time it took Jennings to get to it, in like 34 days. So that's going to be really interesting to see what happens with
that. What's the most that you can win?
You know, that's
on funny, one on episode one day, of Jeopardy.
I asked Brian that this morning because we were saying, I wonder how much you know if you could hit everything because.
Yeah, because the other night he went 40 for 40, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He didn't miss one. He didn't make one miscue.
That's nuts.
All the stars have to align. So we go online, and wouldn't you know, somebody's actually calculated.
Right.
So if you got all the stars to align, and you got all the categories right, and you hit all the double Jeopardies, and you doubled your money every time.
Yep. Yeah, if you pick the double Jeopardy as the last question after you maxed out the board, and you got them all right, and you bet everything,
you could win. Are you ready for this? In one game, you could win $566,400.
That's pretty cool.
That's about half what David Price makes.
That's right.
Yeah, so
it's about, you know,
not so big a deal there, James.
Either the person who's really, really, really the biggest winner on Jeopardy ever is Alex Trebek, because he makes $10 million a year, works 46 days a year, and that rounds out to about $217,000 per day.
Not bad.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ethos walks into $3 Dewey's and spots Lim reading the Bangor Daily, and we hear...
Well, say, Lim, what are you reading in the paper?
I'm reading my horoscope.
Really? Mm. Well, tell me, do you really believe in that astronomical horoscope mumbo-jumbo?
Oh, I don't believe in any of that stuff. I'm a Capricorn. We're very skeptical, you know.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, it's Good Friday, and we're here to help this morning because, there's, you know, there's a lot of stuff to watch on TV, but a lot of sports stuff, so because all the Bruins, the Celts, and the Sox are all playing this weekend.
Which I will not be watching.
So LBF said she'd go ahead and do the heavy lifting for you. Just
I
come
do.
Up with the ideas.
I feel like this is my life's work because I watch TV for
people.
You have
people. A calling.
Yes, and I've watched TV my whole life. My mother yelled at me all of my youth to
turn
go
off
outside,
the TV. Yeah,
and I'm like, no, this is going to pay off one of these days. And here I am telling you what to watch. So what's new this week on Netflix, this is the big one. It's Homecoming. It's a Netflix concert film featuring the queen of all queens, Beyonce. And it's her 2018 Coachella performance, which is amazing. And apparently it's like behind the scenes. And she's such an icon at this point, and she's so strong and interesting. But there's a vulnerability, I guess, that's revealed in this. And she also dropped an album. Streaming now.
Yeah, to go with it.
So everyone is talking about Beyonce, so that's what you should watch this weekend because she's awesome. I'm fascinated by her because, you know, her whole relationship with Jay-Z, and he cheated on her, and then she did that whole album about that, and then they got back together and had twins. That's fun. So
that's fun.
And then the other movie, I mean show, is on Amazon Prime, and it's called Hannah. And it's based off of a movie with Saoirse Ronan back. It's about a girl who is raised in a Romanian forest. Stick with me.
Okay. By wolves?
By her rogue father. And then she's being pursued by a rogue CIA agent. And what's awesome about this, it's kind of like a coming of age show about a girl. But she can kick some serious butt. I mean, I've never... It's like... It's kind of like the Bourne Identity meets Sweet Valley High.
And she becomes like an Olympic jiu-jitsu expert or something.
Really? No, she just is so, like, she's just amazing. The stunts are just incredible. She's incredible. The whole storyline is incredible.
Well, was like her father some kind of an espionage kind of guy?
Yeah, and he taught her all the stuff and how to, like, you know.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, like, she can climb a tree like nobody's business. I mean, it was
it's harder than you think to climb a tree.
Is.
Have you tried to climb a tree recently? Very hard.
But anyway, you can watch that. It's 8 episodes, but there's also a movie with that. You can watch that from, and you know, it's all girl power weekend.
If you were raised in a forest, I mean,
you'd be good.
Well, yeah, this is true. But and also, Game of Thrones, second episode is Sunday night.
Yeah.
So
those people will be talking about that on Monday as well.
Okay, you know how many people they said watched Game of Thrones? They had like, you know, that's 18 million or something like that. But they said 57 million pirated it and weren't accounted for.
Oh, I knew there were dragons. I did not know they were
the
pirates.
Pirates, too. So that's just something new in Game of Thrones you might want to watch out for, okay?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Okay, let's do this thing.
Okay, so many people are coming to Boston. Ryan Reynolds is going to be filming in Boston next month. That's yesterday. I found that out.
It's a great place to film.
It is a great place to film, but also people are visiting. First of all, Kathleen Turner is coming to Provincetown on June 1st.
She's going
to be honored there. Oh my God.
Kathleen Turner. She has that sexy, raspy
voice. She's going to be at the Tennessee Williams Theater Festival Performance Gala.
How would you like
at the Town Hall. Okay, you guys.
Hey, Lauren, what are you doing Thursday night?
Proceed.
I can't. Does it mean? It's mean, right?
What do you
I
mean? Think
is
it mean?
It's mean. It's mean. But I'm excited about that. She's great. She actually, my brother, I think she kind of hit on my brother at a bar once. They had whiskey together.
I'm not surprised.
All right. This is not making me happy.
Why, hey, Rob, tempted, you got any palm olives?
I'm tempted to go to Nantucket just to experience.
What?
Goop. Gwyneth Paltrow.
No.
Yes, they're opening up.
I'm reading about this yesterday.
They're opening up a little shop.
LBF is going to get into this.
I should have applied to be the store manager. It was on LinkedIn the other day. Goop is going to be at 22 Center Street starting on May 10th. I don't know. It's like a pop-up shop, but you know that Gwyneth is going to show up because her husband's family is from around here.
And she'll be able to write off the...
Oh, the Falchucks.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And so she is... That's going to happen, which means I'm going to have to make a special trip to Nantucket to go see this and maybe have like a fit in the store. This is terrible. It's all fake. But I just need to experience this thing that has bothered me for so long.
You have such a love-hate relationship.
I know. It's my worst relationship.
It's kind of sick.
It's like the worst relationship ever had. And I've had some pretty bad ones.
You need to seek help on this.
I do.
Don't you think
her.
Confronting it would be the best thing to do?
Yes, that's what I need to do. I need to go and I need to stand in my goop.
I wonder if those...
Wait a minute. That sounds gross.
Do you think the jade eggs are on sale for Easter?
That would
be
my guess.
I'm going to find out.
Jade Easter eggs.
Yeah. That is quite the Easter egg.
That's wrong.
You know what? That is a missed opportunity. I'm very upset. I'm so messed up.
Very careful.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
And then finally...
Say it slowly.
And then finally,
yes.
John Cusack is going to be at the Hanover Theater on May 17th. He's going to be hosting a screening of Say Anything and then a conversation afterwards. And there are tickets on sale, $33 to basically if you want a VIP thing to have a conversation with him or like a picture, $125. I'm going to say this, okay? I'm going to make a statement about Say Anything because I watched it the other day.
Yeah.
Say Anything is one of the best movie romance of all time. It rivals, I will say, like Casablanca, all the good ones, Way We Were, all of them.
Oh, no, whoa.
Yeah,
really
yeah I'm saying it.
Slow down.
No, it's true. It is one of the best portrayals of love ever.
Better than Jerry Maguire? Wow.
Better.
You should get your boombox and head to Worcester.
I'm serious. It's kind of sad, though, that like Lloyd Dobler grew up to be John Cusack, though, because he was so adorable in this movie. And then John Cusack is kind of a dog.
Well, he's an actual person.
I know.
Other.
So, like, I think that
they're different people.
I really want to go to this thing in Worcester. I know.
Sometimes.
I really want to go to this thing in Worcester, but I want to meet Lloyd Dobler. I don't want to meet
Cusack.
Yeah. Because Cusack's a dog, and Lloyd Dobler's.
A character.
A great character.
Okay. See? What'd I tell you?
I need to go see a therapist.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it. That's pretty much what I got
you
for
done?
You.
You done?
I'm finished.
Thank God.
Sure is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wiley Show. This is
grand in 60 seconds.
Okay, not only is this a good Friday, but we're going to try to make it a great Friday for a player this morning because it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go and meet our player this morning. This is a gentleman named Mortensen. As a matter of fact, it's Eric Mortensen. He's in the medical device business, and he's from Hudson, Hudson, New Hampshire. He's on the line. Well, good morning. How are you doing this morning, Eric?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Great, thank you. So, LBF claims to be in a very good mood today, and so she's probably going to take it easy on you.
I have to give a shout-out to my niece, Charlotte Clive, who was 11 years old and gave me the question to number four.
To number four.
So
today,
when it stumps you, blame her.
That's a pretty tough one. That's a pretty tough
Isn't
one.
Isn't it a good one? She's a lot like me. She has a little evil streak. I like it.
Okay, so now, Eric, you know the deal on this. We're going to give you 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You get them all right, we give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. It's really simple. Now, of course, you can say pass at any time on any one of the questions. Just save time to come back before the buzzer ends your time at 60 seconds. You get them all right, you got the cash. You got it?
I got it.
You ready?
I am ready. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 2 times 6?
12.
What Broadway musical featured the song It's a Hard Knock Life?
Annie.
Robin Roberts is an anchor on this morning show.
Good morning, America.
Spell Pharaoh as in Egypt.
P-H-A-E-R-O-A-H.
Gwyneth Paltrow's website is called...
I'm sorry?
Gwyneth Paltrow's website is called...
Path.
What actress was called Mommy Dearest by her daughter?
Path.
What's John Cusack's character's name in Say Anything?
I don't know that one. Path.
What's the world's largest predatory fish?
Great white shark.
Who founded the American Red Cross?
Path.
What's the main ingredient of the dish called baba ganoush?
Time has expired. Okay, I got you for four correct on that.
Four.
We got one wrong, a few passes there. And I believe the main ingredient on baba ganoush is either ganoush or the baba. One of the other.
The main ingredient of baba ganoush.
Okay, let's go ahead and review.
Is eggplant. Clara Barton founded the Red Cross.
Yeah.
Lloyd Dobler is John Cusack's character's name in Say Anything. Joan Crawford was called Mommy Dearest by her daughter.
No wire hangers!
Gwyneth Paltrow's website is Goop.
That was bad.
Thanks.
Yes. And spelling Pharaoh. In fact, I just have to admit that I spelled it wrong when I made this quiz. So even though my niece spelled it correctly yesterday.
Does not start with an F, LB.
It doesn't.
Okay. P-H- no, thanks for the definitely not.
All right, Pharaoh as an Egyptian pharaoh. P-H-A-R-A-O-H. Now, here's the tricky part. The racehorse who won the Triple Crown is spelled P-H-A-R-O-A-H. Because we're all done.
Being a gambling degenerate, you chose that one.
Yeah. But anyway, you did really, you did, well, you did okay.
Well,
but
that's not very nice.
I know, but we started off
You did
strong.
A pretty good job. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have good consolation prize. You're going to walk away with a $100 Roach Brothers gift card just in time for Easter and Passover. Shop Roach Brothers and Sudbury Farm supermarkets for everything you need for the holidays here. Locations and more at roachbros.com. Hey, have a great day today. Thanks for playing the game.
Thank you very much, and everybody have a great Easter.
Hey, thank you,
you
very
thank
much.
You.
We praise you as well.
Thanks.
Hey, everybody else, if you want to play the game, you have to qualify. You have to qualify by registering, and you can do that by logging on to WROR.com, and then you could win $1,000 from Century Bank instantly. Watch out, watch out, watch out. Okay, this is very, very exciting because we have a great guest this morning right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program. And what's really amazing about this, you know, if he'd been in Paris like last week, if he'd been in Paris last week, Notre Dame would never have burned down. I don't know if you knew that or not. He was an electrician.
Yes, he was.
Before he became a comedian here.
Yes.
Now they're saying that the Notre Dame thing was a electrical fire. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Frangiola is here live in the studio.
What an intro.
Local 3 IBW electrician. International Brother of Electrical Workers, yes. I could have stopped
right down the street.
Right, they are virtually right across the street.
Are they really? Oh, maybe I'll go over and say hi to my brothers.
Maybe get a bagel or something.
Were you an electrician?
I was for about 3 years. I didn't get out of the apprenticeship program. The apprenticeship program's 4 years, so I was a 3-year apprentice.
You ever shock yourself?
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Every single day.
Knew that. Yeah. That's how I got out. I'm like, that'll be enough
Ferrell,
for that.
Like when he's doing the, like I feel like that would be the job. Like you know it's coming. Well, you know the shock is coming.
The older guys on the job, that's how you, they would, you know, now they have a tester to see if it's on, but the older guys just touched it.
So yeah, well you lick your finger first.
Right, yeah.
So.
I can't even lick that battery. What's the battery?
Nine volt.
I can't do that. Yeah,
right. No. That is rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, okay.
Can we go ahead and plug his show first? I want to tell everybody because you got to see him. He's got one show tonight, and then two shows tomorrow night. And he's going to be at Laugh Boston, which is in the Seaport District. As you know, it's a great venue for a show. If you would like to get your tickets, simply go to laughboston.com. That's laughboston.com, or you can actually call and talk to a human being at 617-72-LAUGH. 617-72-LAUGH. So welcome to Boston. It's great to have you back.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back. One of the towns I love on my calendar that I see every year, I'm like, oh, Boston, thank God.
You've missed the big parade of celebrities coming to town just to come to court.
I didn't realize that was happening here.
Yeah.
I've been obsessed with this story.
Really?
And I didn't know it was happening in Boston.
We're talking the college cheating scandal.
We're talking Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman.
Yes.
Yes. And now Lori Loughlin, they doubled down basically recently saying that we are not guilty and we're going to fight this. Her and Massimo Giannulli.
Yeah. Giannulli, that's how you pronounce it.
And they're
Thank God.
Which, by the way, I was very upset to hear when I heard him speak. I'm like, oh, I thought he was going to have like some Mario Brothers, like over-the-top Italian guy accent.
Yeah. How could you accuse
us? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. We are not guilty. But
he
doesn't. He's from Laguna Beach.
Oh, that's terrible.
And that was very upsetting.
His real name is Mike.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't expect a T-shirt designer to be from Italy anyway.
Right. Well, I was thinking with that name, I mean, he's got to be, but he doesn't.
Were you friendly with either of those two ladies?
I was not. No, I don't know.
You know everybody.
I do know everybody, but I don't know Felicity Huffman or Lori Loughlin.
Working at USC.
No. I don't know Olivia Jade, although I had heard that she's like a 21-year-old girl who does bikini modeling online, so I immediately followed her on Instagram for research.
It was just, it's total research.
Yeah, research. Yes. And she basically, on her Instagram, says how much she hates school in every video.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
I don't
want
to go. I hate it. And,
Which is why, you got to give Lori some credit. She's like, I know you're a social influencer making millions of dollars, but I think you should go to college, and I'm going to make it happen.
Yes, and you're on the rowing team.
We can either go to college or we can go to prison together.
Oh, my God.
My daughter went to college, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
And it was designed by her father, which is ridiculous.
I love that in Felicity Huffman's apology, she said, I apologize to my fans. Like, really? How many people have taken down their Felicity Huffman posters from their room now? Oh, damn. I can't be Felicity Huffman fans. You had what, three people?
Oh, my God.
You were the fourth lead on Desperate Housewives. Come on.
Yeah. How about Paul apologizing to the kids you screwed out of a college education
exactly,
and didn't get into USC? That might do it.
Did her kids actually get into the school? Felicity Huffman, they just cheated on the SATs or something.
Yeah, something like that. She only 15,000.
Yeah.
And then they didn't do it for the second kid.
She went on the cheap,
They don't like the second kid.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? With the
they hate the second kid, or the second kid's really smart.
Olivia Jade must be really dumb.
That's right. Oh, you could tell.
She and her sister, half a million?
Yeah, Olivia Jade. Yeah, half a million.
Yeah, half a million.
Yeah,
you live all around these people, and so how do you deal with it? How do you?
I love it.
Really?
You know who I saw, matter of fact, last week? For the first time, I saw Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, gosh.
On the street in Malibu.
Right, because you live in Malibu.
Yeah.
Did you speak?
What's that?
Did you speak?
No, we did not speak.
Was she behind the wheel, though? No.
Thank God
for you. Was she jumping a fence?
But I've known Bruce. I've worked with Bruce a lot. I used to play Bruce on Chelsea Lately, so we've done a lot of bits together.
Oh, okay.
So I knew him when he was Bruce, but now it's a whole other thing. Well, it's basically Bruce with a wig on. But you know what I mean. And I saw him with the girlfriend. He's got a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, Sophia. Are you familiar with this story? She's also a trans person, but she's only like 21 years old.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, he's 73.
This is fascinating.
It
is.
Yeah. So
because despite the fact that he's now transgender.
Yes.
She's now transgender.
He is dating a trans person as well.
She is the stereotypical thing of the older guy and the younger.
Yes, it's the same thing.
Interesting. And it hasn't changed.
No, it's a blonde. She's a blonde girl.
Really?
And it's his girlfriend. 21. And they've been together for quite some time. 21.
She
just turned 22, as a matter of fact. And on his Instagram, he says, "So few candles in your cake," or something, you know, whatever, however he speaks. And and I was like, yeah, well, there are so few candles because she's 22 years old. That's why there's so few candles.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Amazing.
So it is amazing.
Wow.
What? I'm surprised nobody else is talking about this.
I feel like they need to. Because,
I know.
Yeah, I'm going to look that up
right
now.
Like poor Mick Jagger goes out with a 25-year-old and he gets, you know, raped
over. And
then
he has heart surgery.
Yeah, I know.
I guess she was killing him.
But didn't he just have a kid, too?
Yeah.
He's got that long ago.
He's got a kid who's younger than the grand... Anyway, it's very confusing.
Yes. I would imagine his oldest kid's probably 50.
And right? I think his oldest kid's a grandparent.
Yes.
And his youngest kid is... It's really confusing.
I don't even know how to put that math together. Yeah,
I'm going over to babysit my uncle later.
Maybe that's it.
That's it's weird.
That's a little bit different. Okay, we're gonna. Hey, Chris, can you stick around for a bit?
I'll be here.
We'll be back with Chris.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBM, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays, 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, we got a great guest in the studio this morning, the fabulous Chris Frangiola, who is in town. This would be a great opportunity for you to have yourself a great time tonight or tomorrow night. There's one show tonight, two shows tomorrow night, and it's at Laugh Boston, Seaport District. It's a great venue for a show, and they actually have like adult beverages and a fine bar situation there as well.
Yes.
It is a good time, yeah.
Always
come
a good
down.
Time.
Yeah, we're having a good time down there.
Great
Check
to see you this morning again. And,
thank you very much.
What's on your mind lately, Chris?
I don't know if you've read, but a lot of people are falling in the Grand Canyon. Have you read this? More
yes.
so than ever.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And yeah, more so than ever, people are falling into the Grand Canyon and dying. And they're beginning to believe that now there might be murders. They're not investigating it thoroughly because they figure, they just fell in the Grand Canyon. And
selfie.
That's how it happened. But yeah, they were doing a selfie.
Yeah.
But now they're thinking maybe some of them are like they took their significant other who they weren't getting along with to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yes.
And say, go do that selfie, and boop, pushed them over the edge.
Wow, this
so they're starting
like
to investigate the
Dateline
more.
NBC.
Yeah, Dateline NBC. So this was on the USA Today last week that they need to investigate these further because a few of them were just, you know, I'm pushing them over the edge.
My God.
Too convenient.
Yeah. Your spouse asks you to go to the Grand Canyon, you might
So if you hear anything about Lori Loughlin and Massimo going to the Grand Canyon and Lori Loughlin falls over the edge, know she just didn't fall.
I think the same thing goes for scuba diving.
Right. It's a perfect way to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are into conspiracy theories.
Yeah, no, but how can you prove it? Like, oh, I'm sorry, she fell over the boat.
Yeah, well, she was like a newbie at scuba diving. That's the thing. You can't go with a pro. You got to say, hey, let's try scuba diving on our next vacation.
Hey. Yeah.
And then...
Right. Same, same with the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, you know, brilliant.
Yeah, but you know, the knife marks on your scuba tube, that might be a kill off right there. Right.
That could do it. That could do it. Yeah.
These sound like two Brady Bunch vacations, actually.
That's what they kill you. No.
Yeah, exactly. Don't take the hula lessons, Alex.
Hey, and speaking of scuba diving, one of the guys who, remember the guys who had the rescue the kids out of the cave in Thailand?
Yes.
Okay, one of the guys who was helpful in that rescue, he got caught in a cave yesterday. Was it
in
yesterday?
Tennessee.
Yeah. In Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, and he had to be rescued.
Oh, he had to be rescued.
He had to be rescued from a cave in Tennessee, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't think I would go in. First of all, not real crazy about crawling into a cave, and then crawling into a cave and going underwater, don't you think you might get a little claustrophobic?
Well, yeah, but
that's his thing.
I thought you said he got caught in a cave with more children. I was like, wait a minute.
Dateline NBC.
Yeah.
Now that would be serious.
This is the second cave he's been in with kids?
Okay.
What is going on?
Okay. Yeah. You're sick.
They closed Neverland.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You're gonna want to see Chris's show because there's something wrong with him.
Yes.
And we know that. You're going to love it. Chris, one show tonight, two shows tomorrow night, laughboston.com. You can call and get a ticket as well. You better call because they're going to sell out. 617-725-2844. Hey, man, thanks a million for coming in.
Thanks for having me back, guys. Always a pleasure to come and see you guys.
Anytime.
Thank you.
The door is always open.
I appreciate
you.
Okay, thanks.
1057 WROR.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
And today, by the way, is Good Friday. It's tomorrow's 420. Easter Sunday coming up on Sunday. Sunday.
It's Passover, too.
Passover begins today. And it was on this day, 244 years ago today, that the first battles of the American Revolution took place. Lexington conquered.
Really?
And then you cut that in half, and 122 years ago today, the first Boston Marathon was run.
Oh.
And then if you cut that in half, 61 years ago today, the Ford Motor Company introduced the Edsel, one of the biggest failures in automotive history.
Wow. Yeah,
so, you know, two out of three ain't bad.
Mm-hmm. 100 years ago today, my grandfather was born. He's not coming to Easter dinner, but it's nice that we're going to mark today.
That would be nice if he did. It would be surprising if he did.
He loved ham, too.
Jeez. Good to know, Hank. Hey, listen. 80s and more.
5-7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.